Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my thanks for calling. And by the way, Betsy, you just won a T-shirt courtesy of Wisco Paul. So you leave an address with Evan and we'll get you a T-shirt. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, first I have a little riff. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I betrayed my country here. Okay. Oh, yeah, Ron Johnson. I mean it. I don't know what's going on either with all these Republicans. You know, Trump, he could have saved a lot of lives, and he probably would have been reelected if he did the right thing. And now here we have it in India, who kind of, you know, they kind of were buddies, weren't they? And here we have our real president, Biden, just, you know, no questions asked, just go and help. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or a Republican. Remember how Trump divided us like that? I mean, I just can't believe. And I see all these no maskers around now, and they just smile around looking so smug, like, what? It's just so sad. These are good people, I'm sure. I stay so far away from them, but I see so many more that, you know, the Republicans have destroyed the mask mandate. And I mean, really, I thank God I worried about some of my relatives that wouldn't get the vaccine. But we have come around to listening to the science, people. My girlfriend, just listen to the science. I'm telling my girlfriend if she's listening. I just really am grateful for your show. You make it so interesting and fun. And thanks for a happy Monday.
Thank you, Betsy. And a lot of the show are the calls. Yeah. And that's what makes it interesting. Thank you very much. You know, hit the nail on the head on that one, because Dr. Birx, now you remember this, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. Dr. Birx is a woman who was Trump's person, and yet she was a professional and independent. And she made a statement after some of the recent go around on vaccines and Trump and everything. And it's chilling. She said, we could not have prevented probably the first 100,000 deaths because it came on it real suddenly and so forth. But she said that if Trump had acted in a responsible way, in other words, advocated masks, advocated distancing, and advocated the safety measures that the CDC advocated, we could have probably saved 60% of the deaths. Now, back then there were 500,000. Now it's pushing 600,000 deaths in the United States. 60% of 600,000 is 360,000. In other words, 360,000 people could be around today. And I had friends of mine who died of COVID. I had good friends of mine who died of COVID. Very good people died of COVID. They didn't have to all die. The ones early on, it snuck up on us. I think China was slow in getting out the information, and they gave out false information, and I understand all of that. And they wouldn't let our teams go over there and work with them to stop it the way with SARS and so forth we did in Africa. But even so, if Trump had been a normal president that cared about the country, wore a mask, urged other people to wear masks, didn't have indoor events. Well, remember, people in his own team got it because of that. Rudy Giuliani got it. Two of Trump's sons got it. Don Jr. and Barron got it. Remember that? They got it. Other people got it. Well, we could have saved 360,000 deaths. 360,000 deaths. Those people did not have to die. Their families did not have to lose them. All he did was shoot his mouth off. And it's not clear to me why. Does he think he is a manly man because he does that? I mean, it has nothing to do with masculinity. Disease is disease. The virus doesn't care. The virus doesn't know who you are. it is not a question of manliness that you don't take the vaccine. It's not a question of manliness that you don't wear a mask. And the anti-maskers are the people who grin and put them down around their chin and then just pull them up whenever the store clerk's looking at them. I mean, this kind of stuff. Wisco Paul made the point before with polio back in the 50s. If people had said, I'm not going to take the polio vaccine, that's the kind of thing where I think everybody would have gotten together and made them do it. The plague in the 14th century. You start having body parts getting boils on them on your face, people's vanity. They would have said, of course, they didn't have vaccines back then and they didn't know how to deal with it. But if that happened now, somebody pulled what Trump's pulling, they'd drag him out. They'd drag him out. So the reason for it now is the vaccine, the COVID seems invisible. A lot of people are not symptomatic, may not hurt. People don't care about blood clots. They don't know what a blood clot is. They don't know that 10 years from now, 5 years from now, blood clots in your liver, kidney, and heart could kill you or knock 10, 20 years off your life. Guy in the White House got his leg amputated from it. You can lose a leg from gangrene, believe it or not. I mean, some very nasty stuff. You may need a double lung transplant. You know how hard it is to transplant lungs? You know how hard it is to even find a pair of lungs that people are willing to give up? You know, somebody killed in a motorcycle accident, that kind of thing. This is irresponsible, what they're doing. And they're all doing it to somehow gin up a base of people who will vote for them. Why will they vote for them? I don't know. Vote for them because it's like a team, it's like a club, it's like a fraternity. It's somehow neat, resistance, libertarian. Well, you have a right to kill yourself. You don't have a right to kill me or anybody else. That's the difference. And get a vaccine, wear masks indoors, especially distance, knock it off. But Ron Johnson, a U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, saying don't get the vaccine. He's already had COVID. He thinks he's immunized. He's not immunized, but at least he had COVID. He's telling people don't get the vaccine. He's setting them up to be killed. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.